This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. It's November 7th, and it was on this day in 1918 that the false news of an armistice agreement ending World War I came out, in which millions rejoiced around the world prematurely. Simply known as the false armistice, it arose from France and information relating to the German armistice delegation, then on its way to obtain the Allies' armistice terms from French Marshal Foch. More specifically, it came from a German wireless message declaring a 3 p.m. ceasefire. However, the German message was wrongly taken to mean that the war would end at that time. Confusion would reign for the next few days until the real end came 4 days later on November 11th at 11 in the morning. And it was on this day in 1967, Carl B. Stokes was elected mayor of Cleveland, the first African-American mayor of a major city. At that time, Cleveland was one of the 10 largest cities in the U.S., and Stokes' election cast the city in the national spotlight. Stokes' story was equally impressive. After rising from poverty and dropping out of high school, he enlisted in the U.S. Army, then later completed his high school diploma and graduated from college. He was first elected to public office in 1962 when voters sent him to the Ohio House, where he served 3 terms. In the election for mayor, he ran against Seth Taft, grandson of former President William Howard Taft. That's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow when today is history.